This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 12th. God's word for you today is Wisdom, Q and A. This is part 1. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, and it says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." What does contemplation mean? To contemplate is to give it a second look, to consider it again, or to think about it. For example, if something happens and you want to make a decision, to contemplate will be to think about what you want to do. Do not make a brash decision. So, how can one successfully slow things down and contemplate, particularly at the pace of today's world? I will encourage you to listen to the teaching on margin on the GFH podcast on iTunes. Yes, the world is going very fast, but you need to decide what is important to you. It is a choice. When I was paid in employment, getting to work every day meant going through so much traffic. I knew that I could not live my life like that. Some people do not mind the traffic because the pay they are getting justifies the traffic. But for me, nothing justifies the traffic. I need time to be with God. I need time to study, and I want to make a lot of money. How do I make these three things work together? One of the key things that I did was I made sure that I was always against the traffic. And when I resigned from paid employment, where my business was set up was always against traffic. When everybody is going northward, for example, I am going southward. When everyone is going southward, I am going northward. We are on the same road, but I have peace of mind. Sometimes I still encounter traffic, which is inevitable, but nobody can hurry you up without your permission. So, you are at a traffic light, for example, it just turned red, but the car behind you is blaring its horn for you to keep moving because the oncoming traffic has not started moving yet. They intend to bully you. I do not move. How do I quiet my brain when I'm in God's presence? And does it stop God from speaking to me? This is so important. You need to learn to quiet your brain, particularly if you have a hyperactive brain, while you are in God's presence. What I do is, I always have a pen and a notepad beside me. Sometimes, it is when you want to pray that you remember everything you need to do. Does that happen to you? But when you are not praying, you do not remember any of those things. What does that tell you? There is something behind it trying to stop you from praying, and it's trying to stop you from being productive. So, what do I do? Once I want to pray and the thoughts come, I just write it down, thereby taking it out of my thoughts. My mind is calm and I am able to pray. And guess what? When I finish praying, I have them written down. I am able to be effective and productive. That is how to do it practically. Let us pray. Father, please fill me with wisdom and understanding daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.